This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. 1,500 active military members are heading to the U.S.-Mexico border and will be supervised from Colorado. U.S. Northern Command, based in Colorado Springs, say they will support the Department of Homeland Security as the Biden administration's pandemic immigration limits roll back. Personnel from the U.S. Army, the Marines, and the Air Force will help with administrative and security duties. They will not participate in law enforcement or fill roles that have direct contact with immigrants. Boots are expected to hit the ground by Wednesday. A grassroots activist group in Pueblo known as El Movimiento Sigue is expanding its longtime work supporting Chicanx and indigenous people. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
During the last 5 decades, the group has organized activities like Cinco de Mayo celebrations, youth workshops, and protests to take down Pueblo's century-old Columbus statue. Newly hired executive director Jose Ortega says he wants the organization to grow and become a model for others.
So we can actually go into other communities and maybe teach them how to do things, how to advocate more and fight for equity and organize and reach out to the children.
The group is also implementing a transformative justice project to reduce incarceration rates through bail reform and improved community support for those released from jail. They've also restarted a newspaper called La Cucaracha, which is now a quarterly publication. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Come find more at CPR.org. Coming up next, it's The Daily, then Marketplace is coming up in about half an hour. Stay right here.